Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century, and next week will be our 23rd anniversary celebration. We're going to be extra obnoxious next week, folks, so fair warning. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Happy Veterans Day, folks. That's what day it is today. And we're having a great visit with retired Master Sergeant Terrence Hayes, decorated Iraq War veteran and a great member of our Brain Trust and one of America's heroes, folks, Director of Communications and Public Affairs with the VFW out of the Washington office. Terrence, in another life, probably before you were born, I was a reservist responsible for recruiting. Now imagine in after the Vietnam War, the early 70s, imagine trying to recruit people to go in the military. The Army had to change to Volar, the volunteer. The Army had to create the new Army to make changes. And I'm trying to, I mean, you got kids with their hair down their back, and I'm trying to get them, imagine that challenge. And so now fast forward to what you know about today, because of some of the PR, the unfortunate PR that's out there today about the military, and my opinion, not enough focus on patriotism. How challenging is it to recruit these days?
Yeah, recruiting is a tough task these days. I mean, if you talk to any military recruiter, they'll tell you that. I have a friend who's a Navy recruiter here in the D.C. area who's having a difficult time trying to get youngsters or even young adults to even consider joining the ranks. Yes, there's definitely some competing issues when it comes to media and back when you were coming along in the ranks, there was a time where people just wanted to serve, wanted mm-hmm. to give back or wanted to mm-hmm. join an organization that was bigger than themselves. It was a part of our nation's DNA. And, somehow that has shifted lately over the past 10 or so years, even in this day and age of post 9/11.
There's
so many other competing items going on as well. So
well, there's competing time for their time and their interest as well. But what was interesting, Terrence, I couldn't get a certain generation. We were having a hard time getting a certain generation to join the military in say the mid 70s. But by the end of the 70s, their little brothers and little sisters were lining up to join my unit. We were turning people away over a 4, 5, 6 year period. That half a generation shifted. But what I'm concerned about now is the education that these kids are getting. When we have situations where you can't say the Pledge of Allegiance in a school, when you can't have prayer in school, you can't pray before a football game. Those kinds of things, in my opinion, dull the keenness, the interest in patriotism and service. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, all of those are aspects of service. And, it's almost like, going to your favorite restaurant where you can kind of get it your way. There's so many other options out there that, mm-hmm. We're not teaching our youngsters the power of service mm-hmm. before self. And that's what our armed forces is all about. That's the freedoms that our youngsters and just all of us as Americans have because of our men and women who have donned that uniform. Mm-hmm. And I think that we have to encourage service in every capacity of life And it needs to start at a young age for our youngsters, you know, in their early grade school days, them understanding the power of their military and what the military actually does and how the military can be a baseline of service.
Well, there's no question, Terrence. Just imagine. I can't even imagine what kind of person I would be right now had I not had my military experience. I'm sure you feel the same way.
Totally agree.
Last thoughts. Terrence, thank you for being here. VFW.org, is that right?
Correct.
And so, folks, check it out. And Terrence, thank you for your service. Happy Veterans Day to you. Please give our best to all the people around you up there. And we look forward to next time. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. I salute you, man. Happy Veterans Day.
You too, brother. Terrence Hayes, Master Sergeant Terrence Hayes, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame. Happy Veterans Day. God bless America.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.